talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, a weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor. Now, while most of him might be cold, his upper lip remains warm. He's your fur daddy. He's our skin squatch.
No.
He's Brandon from the internet.
No. Yes. You know what? Are you guys slipper guys? Do you guys like slippers?
I mean,
you slipper wearers?
I'm not anti.
My dad is a big time slipper guy. He comes from Pennsylvania, like
slipper land,
hill,
yeah.
Mountain area. They like part of my family up there used to shear sheep and make sheepskin slippers. So we had those for like everything growing up.
Right after you made the condoms.
Yeah.
Slipperland? Did you call it Slipperland? Like that?
Maybe.
That could be one of three things. That could be like the worst theme park centered around shoes that are supposed to keep your feet warm.
Yeah. I would have said old.
The best theme park
that's where I was
that
going.
is just a bunch of slip and slides everywhere, or a Bill Cosby themed park.
Ooh.
I was gonna say it was like that wing of the hospital where they replace hips. It's like Slipperland. I guess like All right. And then he's the only person to offer an alligator his skin to make cute little human skin boots and matching Speedos from the East Coast, Miami, Florida. He's C. Chillo.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
I got so much fun stuff to talk about with you.
Oh, good. none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or even what we might get right. If you could tell a friend or just write a review, find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com.
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
we did get a review.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go. Of course, I don't have it.
No,
ready,
okay, we'll get back to it here.
Prepared.
I got a question for you guys. Siege, I already know the answer from you because it's obvious, but I guess the question
naked.
Is, Brandon, have you ever sent a dick pic to anybody?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have?
Yeah.
I've sent a dick pic to Brandon.
Oh.
I've sent a dick pic to myself. Like, what does it look like from that angle? I will only know. I got to put myself in the head. I'm a method actor in that I put myself in the headspace, if you know what I mean, in a manner of speech where
the undercarriage.
I'm able to...
what's it look like in milk?
Oh. Question answered.
It's not what you think.
It's for the pod.
Yeah.
I ask because with consent for the first time ever today, I sent a dick pic to somebody. It was crazy.
Wow.
44 years old, and I've never done that before. I've never.
Congratulate. You know what? Congratulations.
Sorry, never done it with consent before. I've just never done it.
Correct.
Ever.
Yeah, I mean, like, other than, like, spamming it across Twitter to everybody will allow me, that with their DMs open.
Yeah, just like, hey. Also, the drawing on a face on it was a nice touch. That's thanks for sending that to me, by the way. I guess I just had forgotten about that, so. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, pretty.
How did that feel? Do you feel like, did you feel like the kind of person who would do some research about, because you're a nerd for photography,
oh, yeah.
And you are.
Yeah.
You think it's...
What lens did you use?
You know so much about, like, focal length and...
not
like,
enough.
What's the best...
Did you use the zoom out camera? Did you use the macro lens?
Wide angle, guys. That makes it look better.
Showed angle.
Yeah,
this one gives it a weird curve.
To answer your question, I really feel like I've entered my sexual renaissance because of it. And
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Yeah, I'm pretty...
Because of a single dick pic.
Yeah, well, I mean...
It's amazing.
You know, like, there's more to it than that I'm not going to get into, of course, but it's just, that's like the best symbolic way to describe that or whatever. So, yeah. Go nice. Gerg.
I feel like...
Go
I
Gerg.
Feel like,
yeah.
This isn't me consenting to wanting to see it, for the record. But I do feel like
share it in the chat.
There's like no, get off your
phone.
Get off your phone.
Secret buttholes is getting
but I feel like if anybody's going to take a flattering picture of their own penis, it's you.
I got to be honest with you. First of all, that is a lovely compliment, and I appreciate you for that. Secondly, yeah,
I agree with him wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I think I did a good job. I think it was flattering and nice and
artful.
Yeah, well, I mean, as much as that is, you know, it wasn't like a tasteful nude, but it wasn't like a grotesque, like invasive,
like an angry warthog.
You didn't see Greg from this angle, just like.
Yeah, I don't know.
No extra chin, no up the nostril.
This part of the of the Greg was not. There was no Gerg. It was not recognizable Gerg. Let's just put it that way.
Year of the Gerg is back, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Hell yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. I just thought. I don't know. Like, I don't know why you guys are the ones that I'm telling this to, but I thought it was. This is the place for that, right?
I mean, I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm glad. I'm happy to know that.
Yeah, this second,
I truly am.
Second half of Life Gerg is going to be just top notch. It's really, yeah. We're gonna turn the second half into something real good. I'm going to be like the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm going to make a huge comeback in the second half. Yeah. Also, I'm going to bang Taylor Swift, apparently. That's going to be...
Yes!
So cool.
Well done. Well done.
Sorry, Travis Kelce.
He's in.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Both 6'5", bro.
You could also just send her, you know, one of your d- pics.
Yeah, oh. I mean, it's probably the first time that's ever happened to her, so
I'm sure.
Yeah. By the way, when you say one of, it's one of one. Like, that's the...
One of one.
I mean, we have been needing some more content for our OnlyFans.
Yeah, our OnlyFans boats.
Our OnlyFans boats, yeah.
I have so many questions that I'll probably get into off the pod.
Yeah, please,
but,
thank you.
You know.
Brandon, I have a question for you, buddy. Broadcasting from a new space, and I...
Nope, same space.
It is?
Yeah, it's... You guys, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
So, no, I mean, you can ask your question.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is that a torture bed behind you? Because it appears to be all metal frame, no mattress, but...
Hell yeah.
With one pillow. But, that's nice.
Butt pillow. Yeah, okay.
Ooh,
pillow.
That's a smother pillow for sure. There's nothing good happening with that pillow other than choking and screaming.
You guys.
For when Cage is smothering Brandon.
Yeah.
For doing this pod.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, I. This torture bed behind us, I just haven't brought the mattress down yet because it's heavy.
Refuse.
This is your new room.
Yeah. This is the same room. So here's the thing. I took my computer. That I usually use here, and I took that into my office, which is in downtown Spokane, and then so I'm doing this off my laptop, which is what I'm using from home now. And so I kept my office like space down here, but this bed behind me, when we moved into this house, we had an extra bedroom. It's like, great, we've never had a spare room before, like we got a wall gun. Actually, the wall gun was found just on the other side of the wall,
nice,
where I'm sitting right now. So this bed, so we had a guest room for the first time, and we're like, great, let's get a guest bed. And we put the guest bed in the guest room, and it was upstairs. And then we had a kid.
Yeah.
And it made the most sense when he got old enough to put him in a room to put him in where the guest room is. And so we moved the guest room downstairs because we finished our basement. So I had to disassemble the bed and bring it downstairs and put it in this room where I'm sitting right now. And then I needed a home office for a bit. And so then we put my home office in this room, so I disassembled the bed and I took it back upstairs and I put it in our other room and put it back together, and then I had a home office down here. Well, I don't need a home office anymore or as much as I used to, and we had another kid, and that other kid is going to need its own room soon enough. And so then I disassembled the bed upstairs and I moved it back downstairs and I put it back together. So this house, like the house I live in, was built in 1911, I know. Old house, guns and walls. But the thing is like, I'm sure there's data about this, but I don't know it. I think if I'm right in saying that people used to be shorter, just in general, used to be a lot shorter than they are now. Always been shorter than you, Gerg, but definitely shorter now, or shorter than they were now. And
yeah, imagine 100 years ago.
Most furniture you could like
it would hang
you could just move up and down the stairs, but because
they wouldn't have a place high enough. And,
Yeah, it's true.
they'd quarter me in the square, though. That's what they would do.
Yeah, they'd have to throw you off the top of the church.
They'd put you on the torture bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you it's but my sexual renaissance. I'm ready. Let's go.
We're going to do that anyway.
Oh, man, the technology doesn't exist for me to send you any of you non-consensual dick pics.
I do have a scribe drawing it repeatedly, though.
Anyway, so I can't move any furniture upstairs or downstairs without fully disassembling it. And so I'm very much getting to the point where this bed is here now forever. Like, this is just now part of the house.
All right.
But I say that, and probably in like 6 months, it'll be back upstairs.
Yeah, no, I mean, I figure as much. When you have to have a separate room, we'll move you out to the backyard, and it'll be there. And
Yeah.
Next week, we open the studio, and you're like handcuffed to the frame.
Catherine, could you move the microphone? I mean, Cage, could you move the microphone so it's a little bit... No, no, don't twist his nipple. No, just... okay. All right.
The cage.
Yes. You can't last 3 minutes in the cage. Little do you know...
The cage of cage.
You're right.
Seal off the room with baby gates.
Yeah. Dude, I cannot figure out baby gates, so that would actually be effective.
Stop, really?
Dude, there's so many different different brands and types of baby gates that each one has its own mechanism. Like, they all function like generally the same way.
Yeah.
But then like they're just different enough where like this one you slide and then lift, and then the other one you lift and then slide, and then the other one you slide the other way and then lift. And like, so every time you go, you finally feel like you've got the hang of how to open a baby gate. You go to another one and you're like, I can't, and then you look like an idiot.
I
would expect you to have like free range baby. So.
Yeah,
we can't let Brandon be free range. That's the problem.
We just risk child falling downstairs.
Yeah,
I went to old Gravy Gervin's house over the weekend, and
Gravy,
and he's got two kids under five, so baby gate central, right? And
nice.
Yeah, I was immediately like, I only recently got off baby gates, and I'm immediately was like, how's this work? Hey. Yeah. Adult, I need an adult. Somebody do this.
That's baby gate withdrawal. You just got off baby gate. You're having baby gate withdrawal.
Oh, you got me and now.
I'm
sweet.
44.
Got me sweet.
Now I'm 44, so gates? I can't lift my leg over top of it.
Yeah. I'm a back. Ah!
I have to figure out how to open this because there is no alternative.
Otherwise, I'm standing in the kitchen while everybody else is in the living room.
Hey, guys, did they score? Did they score in the game?
My sexual revolution has ended so short. No.
I'm dying in this kitchen.
They get a good spread there, though. I would have been okay for a while, I think. Yeah. Gravy Gervin. He's nice. Got gravy in his name. I mean, like, come on.
Of course.
So, yeah, okay. Siege, what's going on with you, buddy?
Man, I, like, between all the, like, weird science stuff happening here.
Oh, boy.
And, like, I just... I'm so happy. I'm not supposed to talk about this at all because I signed like non-disclosure
stuff.
Well, then
don't.
No, I'm going to.
Okay, good.
Because I'm not going to give details. Okay. I am officially voicing my first Kung Fu movie on Wednesday.
Stop!
I am going to be the English language voice of a Kung Fu movie. Oh, like a legit one, too. Dude, I'm so excited. Oh. I just found out like an hour ago, too.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
I'm like, you guys.
We're proud of you.
Wow.
I mean, Brandon might not be, but I'm proud of you.
I'm only proud as if they make you get in, like if they still make you have to like go through the protocol of like learning how to do the Kung Fu, so that way it's more realistic while you're voicing it, that you are also making the sounds while you're doing the Kung Fu.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the gig I just got. Things. I didn't want to spoil it for you guys, but I'm the sound effect mouth guy.
We're going to have the Gerg mouth in the booth with me.
Gerg mouth.
Dude.
Wow.
Please make that happen.
Sexual revolution.
Dream come true.
Gerg 2024.
Yeah, I mean, it's the year of the Gerg. It's like, there's no denying it.
I like so far. You're kind of turning into like a Gerg version of Sauron, where you've got like the dick of Gerg, the mouth of Gerg,
the eye of Gerg,
the eye of Gerg.
He's just everywhere.
Did I get the right person there? Is that the because it's like sour?
Yeah. Eye of Sauron. Yeah. The is there a mouth of Sauron?
The anus.
There is now.
I wish we'd go back to Lord of the Rings and watch the mouth of Sauron and just. Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
Yeah! You can't do that. That's not okay.
No, what's crazy? No, I actually literally have to do that. Huh? Part of dubbing any foreign language film that I'm doing, or even cartoons, every single action has a sound. So it's like somebody lifts their head up. You're like, huh? Or they turn to the side. It's, Like, I'm literally doing the.
You nailed
it. It's crazy.
You've already nailed it. Yeah. So you're like, obviously the perfect fit.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm a professional, you know? That's why they hire me for this stuff.
All right. Well.
Cool.
That's very exciting. So
Yeah, dude, I'm really excited about that. I just wanted to tell
you. I cannot wait for this. I kind of am excited just to see a new Kung Fu movie.
I'm actually just really excited. Oh my God. I'm just excited to not play a character named Jesus. 13 straight characters I've been named Jesus.
Well,
I can only imagine what this might be. She Jesus?
She Jesus.
Jesus.
I want you to get married to see Jesus. She Jesus.
We shall.
Does that make you
Jesus?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
No, you're Jesus. That's what I'm calling you from now on.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay, well, that's the name of the episode. I don't even care what happens from here on out.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey, Brandon, I like that your internet is going so bad that you're only 14% uploaded right now.
I'm at like 99.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sorry, that's inside podcasting right there, but that's
yeah. Yeah. Oh, it just went down to 13. Oh, good. So okay. Well, that's how you know.
Oh, good,
it's good.
Good.
That connection.
How do we know it's mine, walls. You guys? How do you know it's mine?
Anyway, I had a conversation with someone today. I don't know why I have to talk about this, but they were talking about making, and I like the person, so this I won't say their name, and I'm not trying to like shame them, but it was just funny. We were talking about, do you drink water from the tap? Siege, in Miami, Florida, do you drink water from the tap or do you have a purifier?
Ooh, I personally have a purifier. When I lived up in Palm Beach County, we had the quote-unquote second cleanest water in the United States on the county water, only behind like New York City or something like that. So I drank from the tap, but anywhere else is like, bleh, yeah.
Brandon?
No, so I definitely have purifier now.
We have terrible water here. So we, like, all of Spokane is on top of a massive granite slab.
Hard water.
And so all of the water has so many bad things in it. So, yeah, we use a lot of people do still drink from the tap here, but we use a reverse osmosis filter that we built.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's Siege's character in the Kung Fu movie. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
So when I moved here, like, I had a little water tower thing that you put the blue thing on the top of, right?
The big old 5-gallon bucket or whatever.
It's not one of those, because when you live in the desert and it's 110 degrees outside and you have crap water, like, you end up drinking a ton of water. And so it worked out. Like, in my apartment complex in the desert, there was like a place in the laundry room to go refill the thing, because they had a reverse osmosis machine there. You would fill your 5-gallon water for $1, and then, okay, great. And so. Nice. I asked this person, I was like, well, do you drink from the tap here? Because when I moved here and I had that, I was like, where do I fill this up? And Andy Harms, a former NDJ, was like, what? Just drink tap water, bro. Like, are you dumb? And I was like, well, are you naive? Because you've never, obviously the water's good here. And it is. And I'm cool with that. But I was like, okay. And then so I asked my friend and she was like, well, no, I have like a purifier. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she's like, you know, that treats the alkalinity of it. And I was like, and she's like, I know it's some like woo woo thing. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. That, like, you can't change a person's alkalinity. You can't do that. There's like, you die if it changes by more than a small amount. And she was like, yeah, well, it's just.
Brandon bricked up.
It's just.
I say, it's really good that I didn't know that, because maybe I wouldn't have put my ween in the bowl of milk trying to change the alkalinity or acidity of.
Adding a base.
Yeah.
But then she was like, hey, you know, it's just like, you know, some of that woo-woo science or whatever. And I was like, we're going to have to go ahead and let science sit this one out here, okay? And then she was like, oh. And I was like, that's the coolest thing I've said to anybody nerd talk related ever. Just to be like, no, we're not going to – don't bring science into this, because there's none of that. You can't just say science and make it so.
Yeah.
I do all the time.
Well, you're a different story, though. You're chaotic neutral. That is like your responsibility.
I also tell people I'm a doctor.
Anyway, that was just a thing that happened to me today, and I was like, again, I don't want to be mean to the person because she's great, and I said this to her face, and so she knows it or whatever. But it was a good win for old Nerd Talk. So,
but isn't alkalinity am I even saying that right?
Yes.
Like, I think, first off, I think of alkaline batteries, mm-hmm. and putting your tongue to that stuff when you're a child, mm-hmm. which is something that we all do.
Or to a metal bat
when you're a child.
I'm pretty sure that...
I'm supposed to stop?
yeah, totally.
I'm still doing it. I think of the NBA and like how NBA teams have switched to certain types of bottled water because of the higher alkaline up to like, I think it's like 9% or 9+9 or whatever alkalinity, because apparently it rehydrates you quicker.
Apparently that is, I'm no scientist for this. And so this goes back to the top of the show where, like, if you are, like, correct us or whatever, but apparently that's Steven. All marketing. It's just like, it is purely to cool. like, there's no extra like Gatorade with its like, extra electrolytes and tons of sugar. At least the electrolytes are doing something. This is not.
I mean, do you feel like all of the, I'm thinking about NBA players now, I'm finally to the point where a lot of like professional athletes in their prime are younger than I am. And so it's a bunch of people who also grew up on Space Jam, and they're like, the NBA is really banking on the fact that they believe that Michael's special stuff was actually making them better making the Looney Tunes better basketball players.
It was just cocaine.
It was
just like, you guys ever try the heroin? Well,
I got this from Slipperland.
And now you got it too.
I just like that alkaline water tastes like batteries.
That's really what it really comes down to.
I'll pay extra for battery flavor.
All right, dude. So
Batterly LaCroix.
All right, gentlemen, so over the weekend, happy Lunar New Year to everybody. Year of the Dragon, which sounds...
Hell yeah!
You, like, Brandon's talking about wanting to watch a kung fu movie, like Enter the Dragon, Return of the Dragon, which is the same film, I think.
So good.
Let's go. Like, I'm all about Year of the Dragon, and I wish I had been born on it instead of Year of the Monkey or whatever.
Let's get dragon tattoos.
That's where I'm going with this. Have we talked about this? Are you looking at wiener sizes,
it.
Brandon? You're like, this big.
He's like, this is how big my dragon's gonna be. yes, I'm in.
Okay, we're getting dragon tattoos. So, like, my whole thing is, and sorry if you guys have seen this on my socials or whatever, but like, my whole thing is that if everything goes according to plan, in 1 month ish, I'll get my black belt in martial arts. And so, you're the dragon, and as a kung fu oriented martial art, is like a pretty cool. I feel like that's a pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Yeah, and so like, and then I'm going to Japan in November, and I like hit up a tattoo artist to be like a traditional Japanese tattoo artist, not Chinese. I get it, okay, not Lunar New Year or whatever. But I was like, he does badass tattoo stuff, and I was like, yo, you want to do a tattoo for me? And he was like, yeah, I'll do that. I was like, okay, cool. And then I sent it to my friend, and he was like, that's the lamest idea I've ever heard. You're gonna look like a total dork. And I was like, okay, cool. I should have run it by the podcast first, not my buddy Bryce, who's like a real, you know, that guy. So I'm all about it. I think if all those things came together, that would be pretty badass. And then the other thing I want is, I went to the Suzuka circuit to watch Formula One in Japan years ago, and like, I want to get the circuits I've been to as tattoos. I already have this one, which is from Belgium. And it doesn't, it just sits there and it doesn't do anything. And so it'd be cool if I could figure out how to make it.
That's what tattoos do, Greg.
Yeah. Well, I don't have 4D tattoos yet.
Oh, if you could get the Vision Pro, the Apple Vision Pro, and you could like play Mario Kart on your own tattoo.
See? Or turn it into a wiener.
Yeah.
One of the two.
A Weedle.
Yeah. Wiener Kart. Yeah, so
send a wiener pack.
I would like to be able to like get something Belgium related tattooed around this, but then if I get a dragon, I want to figure out how to like make one of the scales the Suzuka circuit or something like that, so it's like incorporated into there or whatever.
Just Kevin De Bruyne's face.
I knew you were going to do De Bruyne.
I'm not saying no. I was going to go Conte.
Sorry, Lukaku. I could say Lukaku, but you don't have the skin complexion for that.
They make ink, Brandon. I mean, that's like... No, shade it more, please.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll send you the idea I do have for a dragon tattoo. I'll send it to you off air or whatever, but yeah. So what were we talking about? Oh, Lunar New Year.
Can we,
real quick, do you guys know the difference between a Japanese and a Chinese dragon in their lore?
The red sea.
It's not the dong size. No, that's red.
Damn it.
That's the red R. Okay, never mind. Sorry. The difference between them is toes, number of toes. One has three and one has four. Which one is which? We'll never know. So,
I'm mean, sure somebody knows.
No. Yeah, someone does, but I'll, yeah. I forgot.
And Brandon's like, ChatGPT.
I forgot, and like, I doubt you guys are going to look it up. So we're just going to go with one of them has three and one of them has four. So
it's literally impossible to know.
Literally.
No one can ever tell. There's
we
information
will
out there.
Know.
So on Lunar New Year, on Saturday, when the celebrations were happening in San Francisco, there was one of these driverless taxis. Did you guys see about this? There's a...
Oh, no.
They're called Waymo, and they're run by Google. And then there's another one that Amazon has, too, that has another dumb name. And, I don't know, a few months ago, one of the Waymos just stopped in the middle of the road and was like, well, I'm done. And it caused, like, a huge traffic jam, and everyone was mad about that.
Are we sure it's not called Waymo?
Hey-o!
Slipping slides in the...
Ding!
Damn it.
Is he gonna do it?
There we go. Yeah.
Hey.
Another couple months ago, like it dragged a pedestrian like 20 feet when it got caught, and it like dragged them down the road. Also, not great for it. Well, on Saturday night,
sounds right.
There was a bunch of people, and I don't know if this is like leftover from the pandemic, like our like this wild streak that we all have in us, and our you know appreciation of lawlessness these days, or what. But on Saturday night, people stopped one of these cars. Some guy, like, WWE drop-kicked the window out. They threw a bunch of fireworks in it in Chinatown. And the thing, the fireworks went off while skateboarders were hitting the car with their skateboards. And, I mean,
skateboarders!
Many people were getting arrested and probably doing, like, serious jail time for this. But also, the thing caught on fire to the point where when the fire department came, by the time they got there, it was unrecognizable what type of car it was. And they had to, like, confirm that there was no human being that had been inside it because it was in the middle of the road on fire. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I saw when we were in LA for NASCAR a couple of weeks
NASCAR-J.
ago, or was that last weekend? Was that literally last weekend? when we were there, we went to the Santa Monica Pier, and we parked and we were walking over to the Santa Monica Pier, and there was like a robot like delivery thing thing driving around on the sidewalk. And there were people walking on the sidewalk, and it like didn't look dangerous at all because the thing was so – it's like basically a Roomba that can go on the sidewalk, right? And it's got its GPS, you know, calculated in so it can go to the right spot. It looked like – if we're going to replace humans to do anything, it should have to be more efficient. This thing was the slowest – most courteous to people on the sidewalk of all, like, I will stop and go this way so that the humans can walk past. I'm like, okay, like, excuse the only way to make this thing more efficient is to just let it crush the humans as it drives to drop off the thing, right? Which, okay, we don't want. So let's just let humans be the delivery people for the things that we need because they're better at it than this.
So back when Amazon was running those things, they were testing them by my house in Snohomish, and I drove by it one day. They like partnered with this huge mega church that had a giant parking lot. And so they put like their like, you know, storage container there where all the things were. And they take them out and drive them around the streets all the time. And like, I'd always have a camera with me. So I'd stop and get in its way and get pictures of it. And like the people testing it are like, they're not allowed to talk to me because they can't interfere or whatever. But I'm definitely like, the thing is like, like back and forth.
But that's going to happen. Like that's going, it is a spect, at least for now, it is a spectacle. So that is always going to happen. So it's actually a good test case for you to get in its way and like try to mess with
it. Yeah. I mean, and it's like, not like it would have been hard
fireworks
to,
in it.
To like, you know, side kick the thing over. Like it wouldn't have been hard to like knock someone's milkshake all over the guts of this thing, you know? Like
there's so many stories about these things not working. Like that I can't remember specifically what company it was, but they were trying to have a robot travel all around the world, and it went through like went through parts of Africa, parts of the Middle East, parts of Europe, and then it went from Europe to America, and where it got to the United States was Philadelphia. And, like, something within 12 minutes of being there, it was destroyed. So it's like, it doesn't matter. It's really a case by case basis. Like, Santa Monica, one thing, Philadelphia.
So yeah. So I don't know what people's motivation is, why Americans want to destroy that stuff so bad, like what that says about us.
Because America.
But is it like, I never know. We're like so mad at Taylor Swift, and it's like the people that are like mad about trans people and everything. Like, here's like a white Christian lady dating a NFL star, and like just, and she like pounded a beer on TV. And she's like not doing anything other than being like a supportive heterosexual white person, and they're still like, like, it's very strange.
I can't have women with my football.
Yeah, it's all, I don't know what that is about us, where we're like, where we have to fight everything instead of just being kind of like respectful and then being like, respect us. Like,
it's very strange. We are the country of like testosterone replacement therapy. So like, I mean, we're literally trying to be more and more rage filled every day. How many states have like open carry guns just so we can feel even more masculine and
mine's not
crazy.
Even out of a wall.
Yeah. I bought mine.
The best part is I was in Whitefish, Montana, where they're an open carry state, and yeah, that's a brag. And we walked into like just a dinky little pizza shop, and we're sitting there waiting for our food, and a guy walks in with his pistol on his hip, and you're like, usually you think like the people who are going to open carry, like these testosterone filled, like, oh, I'm a man, I'm a macho, like he's going to be wearing cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. He's got like jean shorts on, like a Tim McGraw t-shirt tucked into his belted jean shorts, and like New Balances on, but a big old pistol on his hip.
Was his name Hank?
Because this guy,
did you catch his name by chance?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Comes in with a toddler who's twirling a revolver on his finger.
So there was an engineer at my work in Tucson a million years ago, and he always had a pistol on his hip, and he wore short jorts, like short jorts.
Mm,
and he always smelled
nice.
Like piss.
Dizzy Dukes.
Ooh. It was a weird combination, and he would wear sleeveless t-shirts, but he would have a gun, and to the point where someone was like, two things, dog. You need to shower, and you can't bring that gun in here anymore because you're creeping everyone out. And he's like, that's my right.
Dude, you know what?
And they're like, yeah, we get it, but just leave it in the truck, dude. No one's trying to kill you here. Then one day, he goes to the generator room or whatever. It's in the middle of the summer, and then there is the biggest rattlesnake you've ever seen, and he like pulls out his gun and starts shooting at it. And we were like, whoa, dude.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was like the most Wild West thing ever.
I feel like something I learned recently.
His name was Hank.
I was this kid. Yeah. I played football when I was a kid, and there was a kid on the team.
Wait, are you being a hipster right now?
More, or you kind of just buried the
lead
there.
I played American football.
Football.
Flag?
American FUPA.
Yes.
I had a friend who's doing that right now. Yeah, it's like he knows.
Me too.
He's listening.
And we, there was a kid on the team who I thought always smelled like, pee.
Yeah.
And where I'm from, is like, you know, like firmly middle class with some, lower income areas around mm-hmm. it. And like this kid, I know for a fact, lived in one of the, mm-hmm. Mobile home parks around there. And, he came in always smelling like just the worst urine. And what I learned very recently, and I'm not 100% positive that this is the case, but what I learned recently is that smell is yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I learned that smell is a byproduct of meth making meth.
Oh,
cool.
And does that track with your meth engineer who wore short shorts and short sleeves and had a gun on his hip?
I mean, just by the shorts, I would say yes.
Look, this is new information to me, so I'm processing it as it goes. But, like, I'm not going to say no. Just put it that way, all right? Like,
Well, because I thought, I was like, does this, to, like, because his mom seemed fine. Like, are they not doing his laundry, or like they just, like, their cats just pee on their stuff all the time, and like, what's going on? But I think it's the there's a huge ammonia byproduct of cooking meth, is what I, is somebody had told me.
Too much alkaline water for that kid.
Yeah. Not enough battery leaking.
Yeah, see? Or maybe it's the opposite. I can't remember.
Yeah. Just leaked a lot of batteries.
I thought you were going to go with, like, poor people pee smells worse. And I thought you were going to go.
It's the Baja Blast.
Asparagus is so cheap, you guys.
Oh, speaking of which, have either of you guys seen a bottle of Baja Blast in the wild yet?
Yeah.
I want that.
I did.
I got to get that.
Oh, man. Did you guys see the, during the Super Bowl, just, sorry, side tangent. Yeah. Did you guys see the DoorDash commercial for the Super Bowl with the super long super code?
Oh.
Yeah, I sent you that, didn't I?
What was that? Yeah.
Okay. It was DoorDashAllTheAds.com, and they made like a super code, and they were like, 2 minutes left, we're going to DoorDash you every single thing that every single commercial has for the entire Super Bowl. And then the code happened to be like 500 words long. And it was like 200, it was like 2,400 products. And one of them was like 1,000 wings from Popeyes and 100 bottles of Baja Blast. And I was just like, this is terrible. Why do I want this? No. But I need it. Yeah. Favorite, I figured it out.
How did you figure it out? Did you like stop the show? Did you?
My brother was lucky enough to have the little, DVR action and paused nice. Recorded it off the screen.
Oh, he's got like a relic.
Just went word by word by word. Wow. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, he TiVo'd it.
Yeah.
did you guys have a favorite Super Bowl ad? Big game ad? Sorry.
No, Super Bowl's fine because we're like, it's editorializing. We're not like Super promoting our own thing or whatever.
Good.
I'll say it this way, like, I had the nicest time, like, again, nice is the correct word, too. I just had the nicest time watching the Super Bowl. Nothing was, like, too much except for the religion stuff is, like, not for me or whatever.
Yeah.
A couple commercials missed, but the one commercial that, like, I was an emotional mess is when the kid is playing football in Africa, and they're like NFL Africa, and I was like,
of course.
The NFL, you've manipulated me again, like, argh! But none of the
same cool, like that was nice and stuff, but Dunkings though?
You know those things are available for sale now?
Wait.
The Dunkings?
Oh,
the Dunkings sweatsuits?
The Dunkings sweatsuits. $60 for the top, $60 for the pants. No. I saw them online today.
Thank God for Matthew, what's his name? No, wait, what's the guy?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Thank God for Matt Damon saving that, because I know that was the joke, but like.
Yeah. It's so hard to be your friend.
You know what I said? I'd do anything for you? This is anything.
So the thing I noticed about all of these, I had a genuinely nice time. The game was boring, but it was fine. And I, like, everything was fine. And the commercials were fine. And like, nothing was too crazy or whatever. But in all of the commercials, it seems like all of the actors our age, from Brandon's age to Siege and I, everyone had some fillers or some work or something.
Yeah.
Or some CGI. Like when they showed Arnold, that was a CGI person.
Oh,
yeah. That was,
oh my God. Yeah, I was going to say, that was like full on just like AI head.
Yeah, it was wild. And like you could tell that they were adding some texture, like some like, what do you call it, deterioration to the suit to try and make it match the noise from the video, and it wasn't quite right, and it was like a whole thing.
Yeah,
there was so much of like Zach Braff being like, you can't move his face, and there so many people.
Yeah.
Tom Brady was another one. Just a lot of people that are either like really going hard on like the weight loss and bulking up for movies, the Chris Pratts and the Rob McElhenney type people, or getting work done. And it was really creepy. I thought that was the weirdest part of the whole thing.
What I took away from that is that we actually look pretty damn good for not having any of our stuff. I mean, like, not for nothing. I'm not trying to float my own boat or whatever, but like the three of us are some pretty good looking gents without having all sorts of fillers.
Brandon's bringing the curve up, just so we know. Like, let's call it what it is here. We got 10 years younger and, yeah, 3 to 5 times we're better looking than all of us. All right, Brandon.
but can I take a flattering picture of my penis? No. I think not.
Consensually.
Can you take a flattering picture of my penis?
Yes.
I want it to be weird. I would actually do that. I think if you were like, let's go, I think I would do it. I think I'm beyond the point in my life where Siege, I don't know if I'm there yet with you because you're such a sexual animal, but I think Brandon, I think maybe I could do it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, look at Siege. Look at him. He's got his shirt
Brandon's
off.
Brandon's so
pot.
Sexless.
What's that?
Brandon's sexless enough Brandon's that I can take a picture of this.
Remember how shocked I was though that you said you had sent a dick pic? I was like, whoa.
Brandon's looked at his own penis.
All right, we are back, and Brandon has been devoured by some sort of large flying beast from the sky. So
he's been chained to the sex bed.
Yeah, he's now having his balls. Well, we'll leave it at that. I'm not going to go any further. This is a family program.
Pounded with the suffocation pillow. Yeah, it's family program. We started off the top with you telling everybody that we got a dick.
I cannot explain to you how proud of myself. Consensual.
I am so proud of you too.
There's like a lot more to the story that like is I'm getting more comfortable getting close to or whatever. But for now, we'll just leave it at that. A little mystery is good for everybody.
As the night goes on.
Yeah, exactly. As this broadcast continues, and maybe I'll go shirtless here soon.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, so you sent me a thing about like some guy like being creeped out by green lasers in Florida, or no, in Hawaii. And I'm curious about this. If you could set it up a little bit, like apparently he's seeing like almost what looks like a scanning laser shooting the earth or whatever, and it really seems like some kook stuff. But I tend to believe that maybe there's and I never try to hype conspiracy stuff, but I kind of feel like there might be some like legitimacy to this. I almost said legitness. Well,
legitness of the sea. Yeah. Whenever I send you guys this weird stuff like this, these are like my weatherman friends. I have a lot of friends who are meteorologists locally, and half of them are like surf buddies. The one with the submarine off of the submarine attack off of the coast of Cape Canaveral, that guy I surf with, he's a meteorologist. This guy also works in the same department at a WPEC. Nope, not even that one. WPTV, sorry, News Channel 5. Steve Weagle, and Wiggles is his nickname.
Yeah.
And he was bringing our attention to some lasers that were shooting down from the sky in Hawaii. And what normally, like, there are occasionally lasers that go there because off the top of the mountain that they have there, they have one of the world's highest telescopes that's co-owned by a Japan space agency.
JAXA.
And yes, and they occasionally catch lasers from some of the scanning from the weather scanning satellites that they have from NASA, and they come down in like parallel lines. Now, when NASA went to do research on the angles and everything about I'm sorry for my voice. When NASA went to do research on the angles of the lasers coming down, they're saying, no, that's actually not us. Our satellite is not anywhere near that. And
so it looks like a pew, 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 pew.
It looks like
they're spaced out 10 by like 10 degrees.
Matrix had a glitch.
Yeah, yeah. And you can like see it as if like, you know, like how people get in trouble for shining laser lights at airplanes. This looked like the opposite, like the airplanes were getting even.
Yeah, it almost looks as if it's like a one of the drone laser shows, because it's so even, perfect, and parallel. And it turns out that it's actually a Chinese weather satellite that is supposed to be measuring like the pollution in the air.
Sure. Okay.
And right. It's supposed to be measuring pollution in the air. And it's an orbiting satellite known as, where is it? A LIDAR.
Okay.
So yeah.
So, like, LIDAR is used for other stuff. Like cops use it to, like, measure speeding and stuff like that. I think they use, like, a laser infrared or something like that. I can't remember what LIDAR stands for, but
yeah, let's see. It's LIDAR. Da-da-da-da. This one is it's a 5-instrument panel. It includes LIDAR, ACDL for aerosol carbon dioxide detection, LIDAR, acronym for laser imaging detection and ranging. Yeah. So it's kind of like sonar.
Except
it's sending out laser beams. So it's measuring the pollution over Hawaii for some reason, which was freaking people out.
Yeah, I can understand that, because you definitely think Simple Brain goes to aliens. Next is they're coming to take us over. Possibly, likely.
Yeah.
When you have like a station in the middle of the ocean between you and your biggest foe, which is all just actually like, what's the famous book where they keep rewriting history because it's us versus them, and then us wins,
yes,
but then
yeah.
it turns into them wins, and you just rewrite the whole thing. Is that 1984?
I believe
or
so.
Is that Fahrenheit? Whatever.
It's one of those two. The ones that we had to read in high school.
Yeah, and I confuse them all together now. Whoever's like listening to this that has read them recently is like, God, dude, idiots.
Steven. but yeah, it's like, what was crazy about it is looking at the pit, when you see the pictures of it, they said normally when it comes to the NASA ones, you'll see like 1 to 2 to 3 occasionally shoot. This was like lines. This was probably, they said close to 24 parallel lines coming from space, shooting down and then pausing. So it was very like, it was very much people were thinking, oh, something is coming from the sky to us. We are all going to die.
Yeah. I don't know if the term is naive or something, but like, I don't worry about the Chinese being monsters the same way that I'm supposed to based on the media. Like, I feel like there's just like a crap load of humans there doing weird human stuff, and like, yeah, maybe like they don't trust our government, we don't trust theirs or whatever, but there's like a siege equivalent or 50 in China and a Gerg, and there's like, I'm sure there's people doing weird stuff that like, if we could get together and talk about it, we could have a good giggle over some Chinese beers.
I feel like they're pretty much just trying to do like a lot of the same stuff as us, but they have a whole hell of a lot less red tape.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's almost like the government's like, yeah, you want to do that? Let's
They launch rockets over the mainland and they don't care if it fails and falls on their own people. That's crazy to me.
They build islands out of sand just like wherever they want to.
Yeah, right?
You know, and it's just like they have an idea. We want to try this. Let's just do it. This is our idea. We're going for it. This is our property. Let's go for it.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's just whatever.
So when they do stuff like that, or when they're, I'm curious to see how far they've gotten along going to space, because we only kind of know what they're up to, but like, I want to know.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to be like leagues ahead of us before we know it here, because again, like, who cares if it crashes into our own people? Like, let's send it up and see what happens.
They just, like, not to compare it to like, soccer coaches in America, but Bruce Arena was like, just try shit. And that's pretty much what they do. They're launching giant rockets off the back of a boat.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just whatever, just try it. They don't have a launch site on land. They're not in the middle of a major city. They're just like launching it off the back of a boat.
Yeah. Wild. Anyway, that's cool. I hope to see one out. Like, some people want to see the Northern Lights. I want to see the Northern.
I want to see lasers. Yes.
Okay, I got one.
Send me a Chinese balloon.
I got one more thing here, and this is this is fun. I wish Brandon was still here for it, because it ties into what we were talking about earlier. But researchers figured out how to stave off Alzheimer's disease, but it's gonna like lead to things getting kind of weird, I guess. It's
oh, nice.
The same drug that is in Viagra and other drugs like it have shown a noticeable ability to keep the brain disease at bay, which makes me immediately think like, poor, everyone's poor grandma skinny whale.
Listen, growing up down here where there are a ton of retirement communities, there are advertisements on television all the time talking about, old folks, you need to wear condoms because you are spreading diseases like crazy.
Syphilis.
Those. Yes. These places are like sex camps. They just go in there and then they just rail each other.
My friend sent me a message being like, do you know that syphilis is going around a lot again? And I'm like, that's not going around our circles, though. That is going around the old folks' homes. That's where. And maybe I'm wrong. And well, I'd rather be naive, I suppose. So it gets fun. An NIH funded study found evidence in the lab from the real world that sildenafil, which is Viagra, could noticeably prevent or delay the onset of Alzheimer's in older people, perhaps reducing people's relative risk by as much as 69%.
Yes.
Imagine what it could do if you convert it to Canadian.
Oh my God, 420%. They'd regain all cognitive ability.
Yeah, it makes them into like super old people.
That's all we need is super old people boning everywhere.
Actually, I gotta be honest, I do want that.
That, yeah.
And then, like,
that could be an amazing.
Then they go to, like, Slipper Town or whatever, like, Slipper Land, get their hips fixed.
Slipper Land. Get your hips fixed, get some slippers, get some sildenafil.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, man. I can't wait for old people boning.
just go ahead and pull that. Oh no, my pen stopped working. If you could, Steve, to pull up our review for today, old people,
yes. Let's see,
boning. I got a shout out boning. New listener Maria, who oftentimes hits me with the funny things that we say on this, and she sends me timestamps, not realizing how effective that is for me, like how helpful it is, or perhaps realizing because she's on it or whatever. But that's really nice. So I've been like going back and listening to clips, not sharing them and doing something with them, like a responsible host.
Yeah, but, no. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's all right. Just having every once in a while pulling up my phone and hearing old people boning. It's gonna be great.
She told me last week that the thing where I said something about putting peanut butter on your balls was very funny. Yes. So I gotta go back and check that out. So
yeah, it was a good one. I heard that one again. Let's see, this week's review, yeah, or actually from a couple weeks ago, is from our good friend Stephen R. Griff.
Oh geez.
Like listening to your older brother.
Literally.
It's 5 stars. Figured it was about time I left a review for one of my favorite pods. Aw.
What the hell? Why did it take you so long, Stephen? Good God.
I know.
We
right?
needed you. Thank you.
Thank you. And for everyone else, hurry up.
God, what are you doing?
The guys have a really similar sense of humor, and I find myself laughing along with them all the time. Occasionally, the guys get some stuff wrong, but someone is always there to let them hear about
it. It's you.
Keep it coming. Good job, Gregor. Good job, Siege. And Brandon is also there sometimes.
Thank you,
Steven.
I think that based on how I've been talking about my anxiety medicine, Keep It Coming was maybe not the right choice for old Gurk. So
I don't know. This is year of the sexual revolution.
It's been amazing. It's so cool.
Unleash the dragon.
Wait, we might have to call it that. I don't know. Oh my God. Huge props to Steven for leaving us a comment. We really do appreciate that, and we appreciate everyone who listens to this and spreads the word or whatever. We do this because it's fun for us, and so if you like it too, that's incredible. And we're just so grateful that anyone that participates in this, if we can make you smile or laugh or whatever, we'd love to hear how we did it or why. You don't even have to do it in a review. That helps us. But if you want to just hit us up at nerdtalkplus.com, you can find all our socials and tell us there. There are a couple people that I've wanted to add to the group chat a couple times, and I keep telling myself, no, that's not. We're not adding anyone else to this because it's the perfect number right now. I feel like as soon as, like, because right now two of us can carry on and a third person can jump in, but it could always be two different. It could be like pairs of two while one person's busy. And so it's like really nice. Yeah. Once you get 4, 5, 6 people, then like someone's never going to comment again because you get lost in the dumb jokes or whatever. And so
Brandon.
Yeah, we'll get rid of Brandon. Is that it?
Yeah, Brandon, obviously. Scene.
So, but yeah, there's people like Steven who would be like funny to like, you know, Brandon. That's, by the way, that's Brandon's brother, in case we didn't make that clear for anyone who's new or whatever. Yes. That left that nice review.
Teacher brother.
Yeah. And so I feel like Brandon probably sends half of his memes that he sends us are from Steven, and then that's just how this goes. Yeah. Or whatever. So yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks everyone for participating. Brandon had to go, so he's probably already grounded by now, I would imagine. Do you think he gets grounded from his wife?
I'm pretty damn sure of it. I don't think the children get grounded. I'm pretty sure.
No, he just kicks them. Like, remember, go back a few episodes and learn about Brandon doing karate against his own kids. Jeez, Brandon. He doesn't.
Takes out his frustration on the baby. He does not abuse his children.
I want to be clear that that is a poor taste joke, but also rooted in reality.
It's not abuse. The child deserved it.
It's not abuse if they grow from it.
Yes.
Anyway, Siege, you good?
I'm good, buddy.
Okay, well, have a good night, everyone, or good morning, or whenever. It's the internet time. Have a good time void, everybody.
don't forget to send that dick pic to us, buddy.
Done.
Nerd talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Yes.
Anyway, okay, so you sent me a thing about like some guy like being creeped out by green lasers in Florida, or no, in Hawaii. And I'm curious about this. If you could set it up a little bit, like apparently he's seeing like almost what looks like a scanning laser shooting the earth or whatever, and it really seems like some kook stuff. But I tend to believe that maybe there's and I never try to hype conspiracy stuff, but I kind of feel like there might be some like legitimacy to this. I almost said legitness. Well, see,
legitness of the sea. Yeah. Whenever I send you guys this weird stuff like this, these are like my weatherman friends. I have a lot of friends who are meteorologists locally, and half of them are like surf buddies. The one with the submarine off of the submarine attack off of the coast of Cape Canaveral, that guy I surf with, he's a meteorologist. This guy also works in the same department at WPEC. Nope, not even that one. WPTV, sorry, News Channel 5. Steve Weagle, and Wiggles is his nickname.
Yeah.
And he was bringing our attention to some lasers that were shooting down from the sky in Hawaii. And what normally, like, there are occasionally lasers that go there because off the top of the mountain that they have there, they have one of the world's highest telescopes that's co-owned by a Japan space agency. And yes, and they occasionally catch lasers from some of the scanning, from the weather scanning satellites that they have from NASA, and they come down in like parallel lines. Now, when NASA went to do research on the angles and everything about the, I'm sorry for my voice. When NASA went to do research on the angles of the lasers coming down, they're saying, no, that's actually not us. Our satellite is not anywhere near that. And
so it looks like a pew, 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 pew.
It looks like
they're spaced out 10 by like 10 degrees.
Matrix had a glitch.
Yeah, yeah. And you can like see it as if like, you know, like how people get in trouble for shining laser lights at airplanes. This looks like the opposite, like the airplanes were getting even.
Yeah, it almost looks as if it's like a, one of the drone laser shows, because it's so even, perfect, and parallel. And it turns out that it's actually a Chinese weather satellite that is supposed to be measuring like the pollution in the air.
Sure. Okay.
And it's supposed to be measuring pollution in the air. And it's an orbiting satellite known as, where is it? A LIDAR.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So like LIDAR is used for other stuff, like cops use it to like measure speeding and stuff like that. I think they use like a laser infrared or something like that. I can't remember what LIDAR stands for, but
yeah, let's see. It's LIDAR. This one is it's a 5 instrument panel. It includes LIDAR ACDL for aerosol carbon dioxide detection, LIDAR acronym for laser imaging detection and ranging. Yeah. So it's kind of like sonar. Except it's sending out laser beams. So it's measuring the pollution over Hawaii for some reason, which was freaking people out.
Yeah, I can understand that, because you definitely think simple brain goes to aliens. Next is they're coming to take us over. Possibly, likely.
Yeah.
When you have like a station in the middle of the ocean between you and your biggest foe, which is all just actually like, what's the famous book where they keep rewriting history because it's us versus them, and then us wins,
then
them wins, and you just rewrite the whole thing. Is that 1984?
I believe so.
Or is that Fahrenheit? Whatever.
It's one of those two. The ones that we had to read in high school.
Yeah, and I confuse them all together now. Whoever's like listening to this that has read them recently is like, God, dude, idiots. Like,
Steven. but yeah, it's like, what was crazy about it is looking at when you see the pictures of it, they said normally when it comes to the NASA ones, you'll see like 1 to 2 to 3 occasionally shoot. This was like lines. This was probably, they said close to 24 parallel lines coming from space, shooting down and then pausing. So it was very much people were thinking, oh, something is coming from the sky to us. We are all going to die.
Yeah. I don't know if the term is naive or something, but like, I don't worry about the Chinese being monsters the same way that I'm supposed to based on the media. Like, I feel like there's just like a crap load of humans there doing weird human stuff. And like, yeah, maybe like they don't trust our government, we don't trust theirs or whatever. But there's like a siege equivalent or 50 in China and a Gerg. And there's like, I'm sure there's people doing weird stuff that like, if we could get together and talk about it, we could have a good giggle over some Chinese beers.
I feel like they're pretty much just trying to do like a lot of the same stuff as us, but they have a whole hell of a lot less red tape.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's almost like the government's like, yeah, you want to do that? They launch
rockets over the mainland and they don't care if it doesn't, if it fails and falls on their own people. That's crazy to me.
They build islands out of sand, just like wherever they want to.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's just like they have an idea. We want to try this. Let's just do it. This is our idea. We're going for it. This is our property. Let's go for it.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's just whatever.
So when they do stuff like that, or when they're, I'm curious to see how far they've gotten along going to space, because we only kind of know what they're up to, but like, I want to know.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to be like leagues ahead of us before we know it here, because again, like, who cares if it crashes into our own people? Like, let's send it up and see what happens.
They just like it, not to compare it to like soccer coaches in America, but Bruce Arena was like, just try. And that's pretty much what they do. They're launching giant rockets off the back of a boat.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just whatever, just try it. They don't have a launch site on land. They're not in the middle of a major city. They're just like launching it off the back of a boat.
Yeah. Wild. Anyway, that's cool. I hope to see one out. Like, some people want to see the Northern Lights. I want to see the Northern
Lights. I want to see lasers. Yes.
Okay, I got one.
Send me a Chinese balloon.
I got one more thing here, and this is this is fun. I wish Brandon was still here for it, because it ties into what we were talking about earlier. But researchers figured out how to stave off Alzheimer's disease. But it's going to like lead to things getting kind of weird, I guess. It's,
oh, nice.
The same drug that, is in Viagra and other drugs like it have shown a noticeable ability to keep the brain disease at bay, which makes me immediately think like everyone's poor grandma skinny whaled.
Listen, growing up down here where there are a ton of retirement communities, there are advertisements on television all the time talking about old folks, you need to wear condoms because you are spreading diseases like crazy.
Syphilis.
Those, yes. These places are like sex camps. They just go in there and then they just rail each other.
My friend sent me a message being like, do you know that syphilis is going around a lot again? And I'm like, that's not going around our circles, though. That is going around the old folks' homes. That's where. And maybe I'm wrong. And well, I'd rather be naive, I suppose. So it gets fun. An NIH funded study found evidence in the lab from the real world that sildenafil, which is Viagra, could noticeably prevent or delay the onset of Alzheimer's in older people, perhaps reducing people's relative risk by as much as 69%.
Yes.
Imagine what it could do if you convert it to Canadian.
Oh my God, 420%. They'd regain all cognitive ability.
Yeah, it makes them into like super old people.
That's all we need is super old people boning everywhere.
Actually, I gotta be honest, I do want that.
And then like that could be an amazing.
Then they go to like a Slipper Town or whatever, like a Slipper Land, get their hips fixed.
Slipper Land. Get your hips fixed, get some slippers, get some sildenafil.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, man. I can't wait for old people boning.
Just go ahead and pull that. Oh no, my pen stopped working. If you could, Steve, to pull up our review for today, old people.
Yes. Let's see.
Boning. I got a shout out, new listener Maria, who oftentimes hits me with the funny things that we say on this, and she sends me timestamps, not realizing how effective that is for me, like how helpful it is, or perhaps realizing because she's on it or whatever. But that's really nice. So I've been like going back and listening to clips, not sharing them and doing something with them, like a responsible host.
Yeah, no. That's all right. Just every once in a while, pulling up my phone and hearing old people boning. It's gonna be great.
She told me last week that the thing where I said something about putting peanut butter on your balls was very funny.
Yes.
So I gotta go back and check that out. So
yeah, it was a good one. I heard that one again. Let's see, this week's review, yeah, or actually from a couple weeks ago, is from our good friend Stephen R. Griff.
Oh geez.
Like listening to your older brother.
Literally.
It's 5 stars. Figured it was about time I left a review for one of my favorite pods. Aw.
What the hell? Why did it take you so long, Stephen? Good God.
I know.
We
right?
needed you. Thank you.
Thank you. And for everyone else, hurry up.
God, what are you doing?
The guys have a really similar sense of humor, and I find myself laughing along with them all the time. Occasionally, the guys get some stuff wrong, but someone is always there to let them hear about
it. It's you.
Keep it coming. Good job, Gregor. Good job, Siege. And Brandon is also there sometimes.
Thank you, Steven. I think that based on how I've been talking about my anxiety medicine, keep it coming was maybe not the right choice for old Gurk. So
I don't know. This is year of the sexual revolution.
It's been amazing. It's so cool.
Unleash the dragon.
Wait, we might have to call it that. I don't know. Oh my God. Huge props to Stephen for leaving us a comment. We really do appreciate that, and we appreciate everyone who listens to this and spreads the word or whatever. We do this because it's fun for us, and so if you like it too, that's incredible. And we're just so grateful that anyone that participates in this, if we can make you smile or laugh or whatever, we'd love to hear how we did it or why. You don't even have to do it in a review. That helps us. But if you want to just hit us up at nerdtalkplus.com, you can find all our socials and tell us there. There are a couple people that I've wanted to add to the group chat a couple times, and I keep telling myself, no, that's not. We're not adding anyone else to this because it's the perfect number right now. I feel like as soon as, like, because right now two of us can carry on and a third person can jump in, but it could always be two different. It could be like pairs of two while one person's busy. And so it's like really nice. Yeah. Once you get 4, 5, 6 people, then like someone's never going to comment again because you get lost in the dumb jokes or whatever. And so
Brandon.
Yeah, we'll get rid of Brandon. Is that it?
Yeah, Brandon, obviously.
So, but yeah, there's people like Steven who would be like funny to like, you know, Brandon. That's, by the way, that's Brandon's brother, in case we didn't make that clear for anyone who's new or whatever. Yes. That left that nice review.
Teacher brother.
Yeah. And so I feel like Brandon probably sends half of his memes that he sends us are from Steven, and then that's just how this goes or whatever. So, yeah. Well, anyway, thanks everyone for participating. Brandon had to go, so he's probably already grounded by now, I would imagine. Do you think he gets grounded from his wife?
I'm pretty damn sure of it. I don't think the children get grounded. I'm pretty sure.
No, he just kicks them. Like, remember, go back a few episodes and learn about Brandon doing karate against his own kids. Jeez, Brandon. He doesn't.
It takes out his frustration on the baby.
He does not abuse his children. I want to be clear that that is a poor taste joke, but also rooted in reality.
It's not abuse. The child deserved it.
It's not abuse if they grow from it.
Yes.
Anyway, Siege, you good?
I'm good, buddy.
Okay, well, have a good night, everyone, or good morning, or whenever. It's the internet time. Have a good time void, everybody.
Don't forget to send that pic to us, buddy.
Done.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!